I'm Trip Krause with KTOO. A man who led Juneau police on a high-speed car chase in late 2016 claimed he was frightened by Nazi SS officers. He was sentenced to probation Monday in Juneau Superior Court as part of a plea deal. 24-year-old Cecil Trent Yeisley must serve 3 years on probation for felony assault and a misdemeanor charge of failure to stop for a police officer. The night before the police chase, Yeisley allegedly threatened property with a machete. Police responded, tasered him, and took him to Bartlett Regional Hospital for a mental health emergency. Yeisley's public defender, Eric Hedlund, said that the incident led to the underlying arrest. Hedlund read from a prepared statement.
There, he was not supervised properly and he was able to simply walk away. Eventually, he arrived at his father's residence downtown. His mother picked him up the following morning to bring him back to Bartlett.
Hedlund said when he saw an officer, his client feared being arrested and tasered again. Yeisley's mother tried to stop him from driving away and even reached into the car to hold him. Assistant District Attorney Bailey Wolfstead said the defendant was experiencing extreme mental health difficulties.
And she was trying to get him help. And his reaction was to push her out of a moving vehicle, to lead police officers on a high-speed chase, and admittedly because, according to him, this man, this SS officer, who had a gun and was threatening him.
Superior Court Judge Philip M. Pallenberg said it was a scary and serious situation for all parties, including the defendant.
Whether it's a mental health problem, whether it's an addiction drug problem, or whether it's something else, the people who are frightened or placed at risk, doesn't make them feel any better about what happened to know that it was, that you were not in your right mind at the time.
Yeisley's lawyer said his client plans to move to Ketchikan to live with his grandmother and seek mental health counseling. Other family members sat in court during the sentencing. He must have a mental health evaluation within 90 days and mental health counseling or treatment. He was also ordered to not drink alcohol or go into a bar or a liquor store without permission from his probation officer. If he violates his probation, he may have to serve the remainder of a 4.5-year sentence. Yeisley has already served 1.5 years in jail. Other charges were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. KTOO's Matt Miller contributed to this report.